Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill, and it's great to have you here. And so today I'm going to get pretty vulnerable. I'm going to share some of the feelings that I had in the last couple weeks and really some of the darkest moments that I've had in recent memory. I had a really rough week a couple weeks ago. And I'd like to dive into that and kind of share that. And it's been on my mind and I've been wanting to share this, but like, it's taking me some time to be able to kind of get up the courage to be able to share what I'm going to share today, because it's really authentic, I hope, and just something that's in my heart. And I just know that we all can deal with these type of things. And so I want to talk about that. And a lot of that is about how fear ruined my week. And so this was actually the week before the first ever Faith Impact Mini Summit. And I had, really like planned this out for a long time, figure out, hey, this is when we're going to launch it. And then worked with different speakers to have them come on and things like that. Had it all set. We had the week before to promote. And we start going and, sharing on social media, putting out on the email list and everything like that, and really just telling people about this new event that's going on. And I remember during that week, I just really let fear overtake what I was doing. I remember having some kind of goals in mind about how many people would be coming and things like that to the summit. And just as, the marketing, it just, we weren't getting in front of as many people as we thought. And then not as many people were registering and things like that. And it was really hard because, again, I let fear creep in. And so we'll kind of talk about this and then how we can overcome that. But I remember during that week just feeling really down because I was putting out this event, and I wanted, earlier this year we had 1,000 people come to an event, and then I did another one with, decent turnout and things like that. And so it was just one of those things that I didn't see the light happening. And it was kind of early on. It was early on during the week. So it wasn't nothing could happen. And we ended up having an awesome event and had a good number of people come, which was so fun and so good. But I just remember really kind of feeling like I was letting people down, that I was letting the speakers down because I wanted them, I wanted to share them with the world and stuff. And so I just was having a really tough time. On Monday, I was really wrapping things up and trying to get it all going. And the next couple of days, I just felt so down, and I was just distracted and felt really depressed. And I didn't really know what to do and what was causing all of this. But it is what it is. It was just a really rough week. And I just felt during the day, I found myself just crying, sitting here in front of my computer, just not motivated, but just really crying and not, which is, I smile now, but I was crying then. And it was just a really tough time. And I didn't really know what was going on and why that was happening. But as the week went on, some things happened that really helped to turn it around, and that actually made me way stronger since then. But I think the root of what happened for me was I let fear kick in, right? I started to think, no one's going to show up to this event. Oh, no one cares about this. Oh, no one, even cares about this podcast or what I'm trying to do and help people to focus on what matters most. No one cares. I don't, and things like that, these type of things racing through my mind. And what's interesting to me is that light and darkness can't exist in the same space, right? If you're in a pitch dark room and then you turn on a light, well, now maybe part of it's dark, but yes, there's light. There's light in that room, and the light is going to essentially get the darkness out of there, right? And a similar thing happens with faith and with fear. In those moments, I was very fearful. I just thought, oh, there's no way that this can happen. Doubted myself, doubted God, doubted other people and all sorts of things like that. It's not going to happen. I don't believe it. And so when you start going down that train of thought, then it starts to snowball. Now you start to look at all the other things that are bad and not see the good in what's happening. And it's harder to be motivated. During that week, what I was doing was sending out some emails. So I sent out an email at the beginning, kind of announcing the event. And then I had a couple emails that I wanted to talk about faith. And then I wanted to talk about family. And then another one about impact and really kind of explain what everything is about. But I only got through that first email. I sent that first one. But the next 2 days, I just didn't want to do anything with it. I just was was like really just depressed. And that doubt and that fear crept in and kept me from doing the thing that I really wanted to do, right? I didn't have that faith. I didn't believe that anything was happening or going to work. And so I let that creep in, and it was rough. And when I look at it, a lot of that was on me. A lot of that was on me because I doubted, and I started to just, you know, really think negatively about all of this stuff. But so how did things turn out? How did we like turn the corner, and how can we avoid this in the future? You know, and so for me, there's a few things that, you know, I want to say about this is, number one, it's just super important to keep the faith. Right. I've felt very inspired to do Faith to Impact, to do this show, and to really help people focus on faith, family, and impact, and really what matters most, like finding and doing those things right now, not waiting until, you know, we're retired or just whatever, but like focusing on these things right now. And so for me, I should have had stronger faith. I should have had that stronger faith. And so now for me, I try to every day really visualize the future, visualize the day, and continue to remember the importance of this, right? So that's something to do for sure, is to keep that faith up, to trust that God is there guiding you and helping you in all that you do, even when it may seem hard, even when you may not really see that. Now, the next thing that happened is I ended up, you know, I talked to Amy about it, and I also talked to my neighbors about what was going on. And I had some real conversations with them about how I was feeling, how things were going. And it was really, really good to be able to offload all of the stress and everything that was inside of me, and to be able to talk about it with them. And hearing their insights and their inspiration and that type of thing was a huge thing that helped me to figure out, okay, really like dive deep and figure out what's the root of this problem, and how can we do this in the future. And you know, it was really interesting because then like during that week, again, I was feeling pretty depressed and talking to friends, and sometimes, you know, misery loves company, right? So it's always like, oh, come on, like all these things. But it was interesting though that as I did talk to them and open up, that it really, you know, they gave some, you know, advice, some different thoughts and things like that, and it's something that I was able to continue to think through. But then after getting the stress out, right, getting that stress off of me and outside of my head, it allowed me to then figure out, okay, this is what I can do going forward. Now I can make a decision on how I'm going to do things differently and how I'm going to do that. And so that's where, again, getting things out of your head. And that's another reason that I love to journal. And so I'll do that in the morning and really think about, you know, the future. But especially in these moments, I've found that in times of this where you feel really stressed or just things are going on, sometimes just writing it out, talking it out, whatever that is, but to get everything out so that you can then analyze it and do it. Because a lot of times when we have these things going on in our minds, it's like this constant back and forth. There's conversations going on, and sometimes it's really difficult to, you know, think logically. It's like we just have all this emotion going on, and it's hard for us to do that. And so definitely talking to other people and journaling, you know, is the next thing that I think really helps as well, to get out, you know, the things that are in your head so that you can just logically look at them and then decide, what does that mean for you? And then the last thing to me is that it's really just important to do what you can do, right? Do the best that you can, and everything will work out. You know, we ended up having a much better turnout than I initially expected after those dark days. I was just like, this is not going to be, it's not going to be great. But it did. It ended up turning out a lot better than I expected. And I was able to continue to push through. And that's the thing, is just like being okay with where you're at right now and just doing the best that you can. And that, it to me is really, really important, because I think sometimes we all just wish we were at some future state. It's like, oh man, I'm just not that far. You know, I was talking to a friend a couple months ago, and they were just talking about how they don't feel like that they're doing that well. Like they have like a YouTube channel and stuff like that. And I talked to them about it and asked about the growth they had. And as they were reflecting on where they came from, they're like, oh yeah, actually, no, I have done quite a bit in the last little bit. But the fact that they're always looking forward to someone else, then they always felt like they were playing catch up, you know? And so it's a similar thing that we need to do the best that we can. And then just like I talked about yesterday, measure and enjoy those wins, right? Take a minute to look at that and say, this is what I did, and I'm so glad that I did. And what's been fun about, you know, putting these events on is I knew these, you know, the first couple for me is really figuring out like the whole process behind all of it and getting all the tech set up so I can reuse it easily in the future and all sorts of things like that. And so it's been really fun. And I know, again, there's some kind of growing pains in there. And clearly there was for me too. But the thing that I will end with here is that going through these hard times and these hard weeks, especially when you come out with faith at the end, is that you will grow so much. I really feel like that week was super hard, but I'm sure that I'm going to remember that for a really long time, hopefully the rest of my life. But to really remember that time when I really grew, like I really feel like that was such a key moment for me to have my brain finally understand that, yes, this is what we're doing and this is what we're committed to, and we are going to continue to push through this. We've gone through that pain, and so we're going to continue to go forward with faith and continue to work through that. And so I just feel so much more alive because of that. And so when you're going through something difficult, then, you know, first of all, try to have faith. Like I talked about, like try to really continue to have that faith. Even if it seems hard, try to get rid of that doubt and that fear. Talk to those people that you trust, right? Your spouse or your good friends that can help you with this and be able to help you see, hey, this is what I need to do. And then also, you know, make sure that you are doing just what you can do, like do the best that you can and be okay with that. And so I hope that you'll know that when you do this, that it's going to make you stronger and that that's a really important thing. And I believe a big purpose of this life is so that we can continue to improve and to get better. And as we see that progress, it allows us to be much happier as well. So thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate it. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so, whether you're listening on the podcast or if on YouTube. And I'd love to, you know, hear from you as well. If you ever have questions or things that you'd love to hear about, let me know. I'm super excited to continue to talk about what matters most, which is really what this show is about, what our upcoming events are about, is like what matters most. And as you know, it's about faith, family, and impact, and how we can really focus on these things now to be able to go forward. And it's just a little side note. It was really fun yesterday because I was just getting home and I just had all these thoughts running through my head about like a future speech and like talk that I want to give, but really just about like what matters most. And so it was really fun to talk through some of those things and think about, wow, like just focusing on what matters most right now is so important. And so I encourage you to do that because I think sometimes we're so focused on different things and we forget like what matters most. And if we don't spend the time right now, then we're going to lose that. So just, I was thinking about some analogies and these different things that I can share. So I'm excited to further, you know, figure out those different ways to do that. So anyways, but thanks again for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch you tomorrow.